Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of BTE, Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Dave Peterson. Today, ladies and gentlemen, is August the 2nd, 2019. As we are now moving along the year of 2019, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the eighth month of the year, and I'm super excited in reference to all of the businesses that we've been able to help so far this year in 2019 as we continue to help small businesses across the country to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. And, guys, I'm super excited about today because we're going to have a great show today. We're going to be talking about some things, again, to reiterate, as we get ready for the fall, as we close out the summer months, we get ready closer to the fall. I wanted to give you some tools and tips to prepare yourself for the holidays, for all of the big shopping days that we have left in this year, 2019. And we were talking about that for a web design and marketing that I do across the country for small businesses. It has really been a big plus. And just getting you guys feedback has really helped me to really kind of put some things together that's going to help you build and grow on the next level. And we always talk about the next level movement that we can do as we now doing plan of action for getting yourself the massive exposure that you need the first to the beginning of the month. You're talking about massive promoting. And then you got the end of the month, which is the middle of the month, massive promoting. And then you got the end of the month, which is massive volume. And so what we're talking about today, we're going to be talking about small business marketing trends that you can prepare for your website to continue to build and grow. With the new theme today and the new setups today, you have to be interactive and you have to make sure that you have everything up to date and current. So if your website isn't to the level that you want it to be or need it to be to continue to grow and connect, it's all about connection, ladies and gentlemen, how I can connect with you, how I can plug in with you, and how I can relate, be relatable to you, and also give you feedback from the product or service that you provided me in the marketplace. And that's what it's really all about. So we're going to talk about these topics, and the number one thing that I want to go over is from mobile-friendly to mobile-centric. I'm going to say that again, from mobile-friendly to mobile-centric. We're going to talk about that. And also, too, we're going to be talking about a lot of good things. I have a special guest that's on our show today, Mr. Nikita Sampson of Mom and Pop Business Funding. He's going to be talking a little bit more about his business as well. And as well, we're going to continue to network and help other businesses across the country to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. I'm in a good spot right now here at the Starbucks, just basically assisting and meeting with business owners continually in reference to their growth, their size of the business, and what they're looking to obtain for the remaining part of this year, 2019. And it's going to be a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. So I just wanted to go over that. We're going to go over these topics real quick about the marketing trends that you need on your website that's going to be impactful, again, from mobile-friendly to mobile-centric. And basically, you need to be more than just mobile-friendly, ladies and gentlemen, today. You need your marketing strategy to be mobile-centric for 2019. And basically, what that means is before you do anything else, ensure that your website is responsive, meaning that it will adjust to the size of the devices it's being viewed on. If your site is not responsive, you're losing customers, a lot of them at the point, And basically, your ranks on Google will suffer, and you will definitely get penalized for providing poor visitor experience. And today, everything is used on your mobile phone. We call it a mobile computer now. And if you don't understand that terminology, ladies and gentlemen, you're really going to be missing out on the next thing to come. So if you don't have your website mobile friendly or mobile responsive, it's going to be a hard time for you to reach those customers, because they will have to wait to get onto a laptop computer or desktop computer to view your information about what product and service you say. Mobile payment. That's another tip. Basically, more and more customers are feeling comfortable with and wanting to pay for goods and services via their mobile device, meaning that if they have an Apple or Samsung or no matter what device it's on, as long as it's a smartphone, accepting mobile payments eliminates a potential barrier for doing business with these customers. And so you want to make sure you have that. Buy buttons, that's another tip. These buy buttons, ladies and gentlemen, already exist on social platforms such as Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, YouTube, and you can also do it on LinkedIn as well. And I want to make sure that you guys have that. If you've got a business set up for your small business or your business period, you want to have these buy buttons on the social platform, your mobile app. If you don't understand the simply put, mobile apps is really, for 2019, has really grown exponentially. The recent Gallup poll says this, 75% of Americans check their mobile devices at least once per hour, and 90% of that time is spent using apps. So guess what, ladies and gentlemen? If you don't have a mobile app for your business, you want to get a chance to do it, get in contact with the person who can develop it for you and put it together. The other last tip, email marketing still works. If you're sending out emails and marketing on that tip, that would be a good way to do that. But mobile and social friendly is what you need, more importantly, on your website. Your website has to be responsive and interactive, so that way people can make purchases, they can view it on their mobile device while they're on the go, and basically they can make sure that they can give you feedback and response to you in real time. And your data-driven, basically, marketing campaigns that you put together is going to help you also. But last but not least on this tip, the main important thing that's super growing for 2019 that I've seen as I develop these sites for a lot of my clients across the country is live video streaming. I cannot express that enough, ladies and gentlemen. Here are two stats to know. 70% of consumers prefer learning about a brand through content rather than advertisements. And then 60% of people prefer video over reading text. Simply put, video content will continue to rise in 2019 and beyond, and that's due to effectiveness at grabbing people's attention. And so this is what we want to do, ladies and gentlemen, on a regular consistent basis, and you want to make sure you have that noted on your site. And this is what I've been sharing with a lot of businesses as I go over that idea with them, and making sure before I design a site to make sure that they understand what the trends are saying today, what is going to be necessary for them to capture their target market, their audience that they want to reach on a regular, consistent, daily basis. And so with that further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to stop there, put a pin there. As I have shared this with you, I'm really super excited for our new special guest, Nikita Sampson, that's going to be on for Mom and Pop Business. So I'm having him on, and he can talk about his company business and the things that he's been able to do in the marketplace, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to grow, as we continue to share information that's pertinent to your growth, pertinent to what you're trying to do as we close out this year, 2019. So without further ado, Mr. Sampson, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am here.
Hey, how you doing? Well, welcome to this.
I'm wonderful.
GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm glad you're on, and I'm super excited that you got a chance to come on board and share about what you're doing currently right now in the marketplace as we assist small businesses across the country to help them build and grow their network in the area where they do business. So I'm going to let you have the floor and just give us a little bit about yourself and exactly what got you started in the business that you're doing currently right now.
Okay. Okay. First of all, thank you very much for having me on, and I certainly appreciate and look forward to continued relationships. Mom and Pop Funding is an organization that's been together for about 14 years. And prior to this, I was a musician. I toured the country as a musician with MC Hammer. I did some small commercials and voiceovers. And then all of a sudden I heard about this company because I had been in mortgage, in the field of mortgage and real estate. So when I heard about this company, I said, you know what, that would be a great way to give back to small business, small to medium-sized businesses, and helping them to capitalize on their business and to, you know, give them futuristic goals and things that they can set. So I ran up on the business. The business had been in place for about 13 years, and I decided that I would go ahead and try and get involved in understanding more about how they work. So it's been a simple process. It's here to help small to medium-sized businesses to capitalize by offering them capital, which we can go up to $1 million on this side of the rim. And then, you know, I hate to mention it, but it's the truth. We love and enjoy doing presentations for people. Presentations is something that I used to kind of dread, but I love it now, mainly because it gives me an opportunity to get to know the business owner more on a personal relationship side. So with that said, there's also an opportunity for businesses that, you know, cannabis, you know, we don't leave anyone out because we work in all 50 states. We work in all 50 states, and we also do Canada. So there's no location too far or too wide. We try to help everyone. And the basic thing about this that you need is only 6 months bank statements, and then there's a small napkin size application, and that's all you would need to get started.
Wow. Wow, that is powerful, Mr. Sampson. And thank you for sharing that. And this is something that I wanted every entrepreneur that's tuning into the show, that's listening to the show right now, to also understand what they can do. The reason why I wanted you on the show to talk about it more, because there are options that a lot of them don't know about and don't know how to go about getting the necessary capital they need to continue operation and continue building their brand and building their business on a regular basis. So what tips would you give them for startups, more importantly, for startup companies who particularly don't have the capital, all the capital that they need? What would you think they would need to do to get started on something like that?
Well, you know, for me, because, I mean, that's actually – the arena that we work in, a person would have to be in business for at least 6 months for us to do, you know, the capital. However, I know that there are plenty of investors. I know that when I started my my business, Bajay Solutions was one of my companies, as well as Bajay Entertainment. And I had to find the right investors that were willing to put the capital up front that believed in me. And, of course, you had to have your business proposal and you had to have everything planned out. So that way they would be able to, you know, be a part of that. So I know for me, that's basically what it was. I went to a lot of networking events between San Jose, California and Omaha, Nebraska, and I was able to meet quite a bit of people. Of course, I'm from the state of where Warren Buffett comes from, so that helped me a lot.
Omaha.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Omaha, Nebraska. Yes, sir. I've been there. I was at the Taste of Omaha. Got a chance to do some networking up there and really enjoyed myself. I'm originally from Chicago myself, up north. So coming back to Houston gave me an opportunity to really just learn as I earn and helping more companies as I put together this business that I do now with Web Design and Marketing, and then putting this radio show together back in 2012. So I've been doing this show for the past, 7 years now. And
wow,
I found myself listening. And everybody comes and asks the same question, Mr. Sampson. What do I need to get started? My particular target market, Mr. Sampson, is startups, new businesses, entrepreneurs, and even existing companies too, whether small, medium, or large. It doesn't matter the size of the company. It does matter as far as if the company continually the growth process. And that's the key to success that I'm teaching and training and sharing. Are you growing? Are you doing your growth daily? Are you adding new accounts, new customers? Are you marketing properly? Do you understand the five P's of marketing? Are you doing the necessary thing in capital to separate your personal from your business? And are you putting money back into the business as you show a profit from your gains that you're doing currently today? And that's one of the biggest things that a lot of the companies, Mr. Sampson, one, don't know how to do. Two, are not educated enough to do. And three, they're not studying as they should to do. And this is something why, of course, while we're together today, is to talk about that and ways to kind of really get them to really see the light as far as what they need to do on a step-by-step basis to continue. If you've been in business, ladies and gentlemen, for over 6 months, he can help you. But I want you to really take notes, copious notes, and jot down some things that's going to be necessarily needed for your business that you see right now that you don't have right now that can help you move on to the next level. I want you guys to start doing this on a consistent basis because you want to have more talks about this. And this is something that I think is going to be necessarily needed as we get moving into the fall season. And this is the growth season for every entrepreneur that's in the marketplace, whether you have a product or service business, it doesn't matter. Your goal is to grow. And so that's one of the things, Mr. Sampson, that I want to constantly talk about. So that's why I've been doing these series, growth series, in marketing, the websites, making sure I have guests on the show who have some expertise in growth and what they're doing funding-wise to get to the next level.
Yes.
And so what
well,
I
Mr. Peterson,
to do is also – go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Mr. Peterson, I mean, we're right in line with one another because, you know, my whole gratitude for you and for me is to be able to come together, to put together some platforms where we can really discuss, you know, one-on-one. And I know that you're already doing a lot of these things, but I would just like to add on, if I can, to be able to share my experiences as well as to help guide people through.
Well, that's perfect. That's exactly what I'm looking for. And I'm teaching them about co-oping, and that's a key concept that a lot of business owners are not familiar with today. And that concept has been around, I believe, not since the early 80s. But, again, co-oping is a big piece of the puzzle that we need to continue to do in reference to us growing. As you notice, the gas stations will have a Burger King, McDonald's, or Taco Bell. That's co-oping. Basically, two businesses sharing the same customers base that's coming into their location all under one umbrella. And so this is why I want to really educate all business owners and making sure that they understand why it's important not to just talk about partnerships, but to talk about let's just co-op. Let's just continue to grow, to build. We can all eat on the same table. From the same table, and we have enough customer base to grow from. Because, again, you're looking at the masses. There's over 340 million people in the United States. All you need is 1% to be successful of the general population. 1%. That's a small number. But how do I get to that 1%? How do I get to that level that I need to get to build my business, my brand, the way I need to? And, of course, in our communities, we don't see enough of that. We see some growth, we see some success stories, but we don't see enough of it. And so this is the purpose of the platform and why I brought this together was to make sure that we can educate and we can have them to come on and talk more about their businesses and what they're doing in the local communities where they are. And that's something, Mr. Sampson, with your expertise and years that you've been doing your business, what challenges have you had to overcome to get to your point of view, what you think today was needed?
I'm sorry, I heard some feedback and I missed the question. What was that? I'm sorry.
Now, I'm saying, what was some of the challenges that you went through that you have learned that has helped you now see better, but now you can basically help more people once you learn from your situation to help more and get to the next level so others can do the same thing?
Well, you know, one of the things that I always say is a lot of times you get 2,000 no's before you get that right one yes that you really need. So I would say don't be discouraged as far as, you know, attempting to bring in the right people that's going to help build your foundation. A lot of times the way that things work, it's Mr. Peterson is only one person that you really need. And then once you get that connection, now you're able to be in that person's sphere of influence. And once you're in that sphere of influence, then you're able to blossom, blossom and grow. But for me, you know, I traveled a lot, so I was able to hit a lot of different networking events. And that's the one thing that I think business owners have to continuously do. You have to hit the chamber events. You have to hit the First Friday events and all the different functions that are going on. Pass cards. Don't be afraid to talk on behalf of your business, as though you're already making $1 million. So some of the challenges that I went through early was I was too comfortable with not being comfortable. And once I found my comfort zone of being fearless and able to introduce and not be afraid of a no, that changed everything for me.
Wow, that right there, what you just said, Mr. Sampson, is a very powerful piece. And I'm hoping everybody listening, again, take notes, ladies and gentlemen. This is for your benefit. This is why we're here, to help you see some things to get you to the next level, to get you to the next step. Of that, but you can't. You gotta be bold, and you gotta be fearless. And we the terminology. And I was talking about people that learning how to do marketing. And I've been doing marketing for a long time, working in corporate America, as well as in sales, and going into a lot of different companies. Working for AT&T, working for manufacturing from Zenith to Motorola to Hewlett Packard, all the way down through all these other experiences that I've had, but their trainings were top-notch. Their goal was relentless, and their execution was on point. And so those are the steps that we need to educate small businesses and entrepreneurs, and even mid-sized businesses, to basically, if you want to get to the next level of growth income-wise, how much do you think you need to generate? And how much do you want to generate each and every month in your organization or in your company? And what's the right people, like you just said earlier, getting the right people and making sure that they can also help you. And then also, I've taught and trained before, how to use your customers as your runners. Your customers are your best friends. Those are the ones who know more people than you do that can help you by spreading the word based on, and that's why I believe 100% on giving good quality customer service to each and every individual, treat them how they want to be treated, is my philosophy. Treat your customers how they want to be treated. If you stay focused there, ladies and gentlemen, you won't go wrong, you won't lose out. I guarantee you this. Everyone that I've dealt with, everyone that I've worked with, I still have to this day. Since I started this business back in 2008, here I am 2019, going on to 2020, I'm still here and I still have the same customer base. They never left. Why? Because I continue to treat them as they want to be need to be treated. And so these are the things that we don't see enough of, too, in the marketplace, Mr. Sampson. Would you agree?
I would definitely agree. Definitely agree.
And so
one of the things.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you were absolutely right. You were absolutely right as far as treating people how you want to be treated, and basically don't be afraid to ask for that referral. Some people do the work, get the customers, then they're afraid to ask, you know, since I made this happen for you, could you please give me the name of 2 to 5 people or 2 to 10 people that you know that may be interested? And if you don't, you know, mind, I'd love to, you know, reach out to them as well.
Wow, that's powerful too, yes. I'll never be afraid. Always use what is called the ABC effect, always be closing. And that effect is always true in sales. I've been in sales for over 20 years, and I know sales like the back of my hand. There's nothing I couldn't sell, but it's just a fact, always be closing. Always assume the sale and ask for the sale. And we want to give customers what we call the great experience. We greet, relate, we educate, we ask, and we thank them. And that's, ladies and gentlemen, what is called the great experience. If you're not using that philosophy in your business, you're losing out on a lot of opportunities here. Again, we're talking about greet, relate, educate, react, and we thank them. That's the great experience we want to give each and every person who come through our doors or who contact us online if you have a web design, if you just have an internet online business. But if you have a brick-and-mortar location, you want to do that on a consistent daily basis, ladies and gentlemen. So that's one of the key topics that I really drive home about, and I'm really a big stickler about, because I believe that if we give customers a great experience, they will continue to share their experience with others. And again, it's building strategic relationships. It's all about relationship marketing, not just talking to people because you see them one day and next day you don't see them anymore. It's all about building a relationship where they can come back, repeat business. That's your residual. That's your bread and butter. That's what's going to keep you and carry you all the way through to the next level. And Mr. Sampson, is there anything else that you can think of that can also be a tip that can help our entrepreneurs who are listening in that they may also need to write down and keep in mind?
Well, the one thing that I would say is follow your heart, follow your passion. A lot of times you get those late night thoughts at night that comes to you, and you can see yourself or envision yourself being at a certain position in life. And then once you get to that point, all I say is follow it. Do the research. Understand the movement that's needed. And if you don't already know, you know, reach out to someone who's familiar and allow that to be your presence, because that will be your presence and your purpose, and it will graduate you all ways to the next level.
Wow, that's great information. And thank you for that, Mr. Sampson. Is there anything that you're doing currently that's coming up this month, August, that you're doing since now we're in the beginning of the new month that you're preparing for to help more people?
Well, I am. I'm actually looking forward to flying to Omaha, Nebraska. Right now they have, once a year, they have Omaha Day. During Omaha Day, of course, everyone knows that that's Warren Buffett City. So it's huge. You know, you have Warren Buffett, you have Gabrielle Union, you have candidate family members from President Ford. This was the place where Malcolm X was raised. So we go there once a year.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on for a week, and there's nothing but music, fun, good food, and networking. So I plan on trying to get out there this weekend to be able to share the opportunity for the small business owners. I have no problem with footwork or door-to-door, as we would call it. So I do that.
All right.
And then there's one last thing I'd like to drop on you, Mr. Peterson, before I go. If you don't mind, is a statement that I always say to people like yourself. You know, I love you. There's nothing you can do about it, and your permission is not required. So when you have that type of mentality, you can reach anyone in this world.
Yes, you can. I'm a firm believer of that. And that's a beautiful statement, and I receive that. And thank you for being our special guest here at DTE Professional Network Radio. And ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to wrap this up. It's only a 30-minute show, as you already know, ladies and gentlemen, but I want to just give you this strong tip and nugget. In 30 minutes, you guys, you can do this. You can build. You can grow. And you can see the tunnel at the end of the rainbow. You can see the ending from your beginning and how you start a thing and how you finish a thing. And so you want to make sure you finish strong. Now we're beginning this month, August. We have a new month now. This is the 8th month of the year. We only got 4 months left, ladies and gentlemen, in 2019. What do you want to do to build your network to the next level? How do you want to close this year out and move into 2020? What's your ultimate goal for this year? What's your ultimate goal for the end of this month? I'll be in Las Vegas at the end of this month, actually, myself. So I'll be out there, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to do my show out there. And it's going to give us an opportunity to showcase more small businesses across the country, no matter where they are. So with that, I want to say it's been a plum, pleasing pleasure, ladies and privilege for my brother, Les Brown. And until then, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to keep building faith and keep building a dream.